I want to begin reading in Proverbs chapter number 1 and verse number 10. And I got so much ground to cover today. I may kind of do like I did last Sunday, kind of give you the gist of the outline this morning and come back and put meat on the bones. I don't know how the Lord's going to lead. I know this, it's liable to be after 1 o'clock if I preach all this morning. But it's in my heart. Verse number 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down to the pit. We shall find all precious substance and we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, when your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. I didn't mean to say this morning. Many of you will know who the young man is, but I'll just leave it like that this morning. I didn't mean to say what I'm about to say, but it came to my mind and heart in verse 32. The Bible said the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me, a young man said to me not long ago, preacher, everybody tried to help me, but I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't listen. I can remember a time in my daughter's life when she would say to her mother, I wish I would have listened. I wish I would have listened. I want you to know what's important this morning, that you listen. Listen. I'm going to preach this morning on this subject. I've been preaching in a series, and not the last couple of weeks. But I'm just trying to obey the Lord. I've been preaching in a series entitled Help is on the Way. And Friday morning early, God birthed this in my heart. I want to preach this morning on this subject, when help is no longer on the way. There's coming a day, friend, when there will not be any help coming down the road. There will not be any help on the way. And I read to you part of that this morning. I want to pray and then get started. Father in heaven, we love you and thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you, God, for our people. God, this morning, it's my prayer. I tremble, Lord, at the responsibility that I have this morning to break the bread of life. God, I pray this morning, Lord, that you would speak to hearts. Lord, I know there's a day coming. A day coming, Lord, when people will call, but God, you'll not answer. When people, Lord, won't help, but Lord, they've waited too late to get the help that they need. God, I pray this morning, make this message real in the heart of every hearer. Lord, we that are saved this morning, help us to realize, Lord, that our loved ones, Lord, are facing this day, unless they get saved by the grace of God, when help will no longer be on the way. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I wonder what it would mean this morning if someone would go down into the region of the damned in a place called hell. And tell a rich man, listen, buddy, I want you to know help is on the way. I believe it would mean a lot to him. I believe it might even put some hope in his heart. Amen. But I want you to know this morning where the rich man is, there is no help on the way. God spoke to my heart in a very real way in three places in the Word of God. And they all kind of tie together. The first place is where I read in the book of Proverbs. Why is help no longer on the way? Number one in the message, because there's a refusal of God's call. God is long-suffering. And God, many times, beloved, does not deal with us just one time. But I tell you, I just read a text this morning where people refuse the call of God. When God calls, it's so important to answer that call. I believe with all of my heart this morning that help is no longer on the way in the life of people that refuse God's call. God is long-suffering. And the Bible said in the book of 1 Peter, I'll be talking a lot about Noah. I'll be talking a lot about Lot. I'll be talking a lot about the things that have happened and that are happening even in our day, that we might see that there's coming a time when help is no longer on the way. God is long-suffering. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 20, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. While the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. You say, preacher, what do you mean God is long-suffering? He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. But he gave them 120 years. Are you listening? 120 years. And he didn't just give them time. He gave them a preacher. The Bible said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. And beloved, listen. What happened in that generation is they refused the call of God. And beloved, listen, there come a day when God got in the ark and God said to Noah, come thou in. And listen, God didn't tell him to go in. God said, I'm already in here, Noah. You come on in. Amen. You say, preacher, why is that important? Because God's where the safety is. And the safety is where God is. And the safe place in the judgment of the flood was not on the outside of that door, but was on the inside of that door, locked up with the God of glory. Amen. And locked in with the God of glory. There was a refusal of God's call. I've often wondered. I don't know what the homes looked like in that day or the houses looked like in that day. But I've often wondered how many mothers and fathers told their children, that old man's crazy. Them boys are crazy. I want you to look at them building a boat. Why, youngins, he said it's going to rain. We don't even know what rain is. Amen. Do you understand? Up until that time, God watered the earth with a mist that came up out of the earth. I want to tell you something right now. I don't know what a 100-pound hailstone is either, but they're going to fall one of these days. I don't know what it is for the moon to turn to blood, but it's going to happen one of these days. I don't know what it is to see one-third of the earth on fire at one time, but it's going to happen one of these days. I don't know what it is to have one-third of the earth's water supply turn to blood, but it's going to happen one of these days. I'm telling you, God has pronounced judgment that's coming upon this world. And in our generation, many are saying that old preacher is just crazy. He's lost his mind. No, I tell you what happened. He's preaching the truth. He found the mind of Christ. He didn't lose his mind. Amen. He found the mind that's important. He found the mind of Christ. And there's a refusal of God's call. I wonder that day when God shut them in. I believe it was 7 days they were shut in before it began to rain. I wonder how many children said, "Daddy, what is that? What is that? Daddy, you reckon that's that rain that preacher was talking about? Daddy, you said that preacher was crazy. You said we didn't have nothing to worry about." I'm going to tell you something right now. Preaching like this is made fun of in the country that we live in. And I tell you, I don't care to be made fun of. I want to rescue somebody from the fire. I want to see somebody saved by the grace of God. I want somebody to understand judgment's coming in our land. And there's a place to escape. There's an ark of safety. Through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved by the grace of God. There's a refusal of God's call. I wonder in that day if they didn't say, "Well, son, don't worry about it. We'll just run up here on this hill. It'll be over in a few minutes." God seen them heading for higher ground. And then God said he broke up the fountains of the deep. Are you listening to me? I don't believe it was long at all till Daddy, Mama, youngins, Papa, Mama, everybody in that generation knew, hey, that old man was right. That old man was right. That old man told us the truth. Amen. I believe if they could, those that could maybe ran and they called on God and they knocked on the door and called on the man of God. Man of God, Noah, let us in, let us in. But you see, Noah couldn't open the door. You know, what would it be like, Brother Steve, to be a pastor and have somebody run to you when it's too late? When it's too late, amen. When it's too late. I want you to know Noah didn't shut the door and Noah couldn't open the door. That was in the hands of an almighty God. Oh, beloved friend, there's a refusal of God's call. And then secondly, in the message today, I see not only a refusal of God's call, help is no longer on the way. I've heard many people say this, and I will not be dogmatic about it, but I really believed, it may not be so with everyone, but I really believed the night God saved me, that was it. I believe God was saying, "Son, I'm tired of fooling with you. I've been good to you." Amen. And I'm coming one more time, amen, to speak to your heart and deal with your heart. Now you either get this right or you can go to hell, whichever one you want to do. Thank God Almighty, I didn't run from him that night. Thank God Almighty, I ran to him that night. And he saved my never dying soul. There's the refusal of God's call. The second thing that I see when help is no longer on the way is a rejection of God's Son. I want you to listen to these verses of Scripture. They're very important. He said unto his disciples in Luke 17:22, "The days shall come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and shall not see it.
And they shall say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them nor follow them. How quick is it going to happen, preacher? For as the lightning that lighteth out of one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. You say, preacher, how come we're having to lose a generation? I tell you, we don't have to lose a generation, but in our country, we've lost a generation because they've rejected the Son of God. They've rejected the Son of God. And the Bible said, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. In the same context of Noah, there was the rejection of the Son of God. I'm going to tell you, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Brother Joe, when God reached way below the bottom for me that night, I'm so glad that he reached further down than I could reach up. But I did have a responsibility that night. Amen. I wanted to be rescued. I wanted to be saved. I wanted to be delivered from my sin. Beloved, the rejection of God's Son will bring a time when help is no longer on the way. The Bible said in 2 Peter 2:1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily or privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Are we not living in that day? The way of truth is evil spoken of. They're making fun of somebody that believes in a literal Garden of Eden in 6 days of creation. Are you listening to me? They can make fun all they want to. This Bible is right. And their ways are pernicious, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them in chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly. What God is saying is, listen, he didn't spare the angels because they rejected his Son. He didn't spare them in the flood because they rejected his Son. And he will not spare those in this generation who reject his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved friend, I don't know about you. It would be sad to be living in a state where you realized help is no longer on the way. Rejecting God's Son will bring about that state. Refusal of God's call will bring about that state in a person's life. I'm going to give you the third thing. Not only these two things. You say, preacher, this is talking about in the end time. How many believes we're living in the end time? 2,000 years ago, Paul believed he was living in the end time. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that now. Well, how about this? One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. I'm going to tell you, God don't keep clock like we do. Say amen. He's coming back. And if we're not prepared, we're going to be in a place where help is no longer on the way. I want to give you this thirdly this morning, and I'm just going to stay whatever it takes to get done. Get done, get finished. I've got an illustration to share with you at the end.
Refusing God's call will let you end up in a place when help is no longer on the way. Rejecting God's Son, that is the reason people go to hell. They reject the Son of God. But let me tell you this. This is what God gave me. When we're reprobate concerning sin, help will no longer be on the way. You say, preacher, I don't know what you mean. Well, the Bible said over here in the book of Peter, in the book of Luke, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Lot seemed even to his family as one that mocked. Lot was one that vexed his righteous soul. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. He that's in the field, let him not likewise return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. One shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinded together. One shall be taken and the other left. I'm telling you, it's time. Families, we got concerned about our families and realized, my friend, listen, our loved ones without Christ are going to open their eyes one day and help will no longer be available. Now is the time to get help. Now is the day of salvation. The Bible said, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example to those that after should live ungodly. I wonder if anybody in the White House has read this text. I'm telling you, my friend, listen, unless America repents, God has already given us an example of what happens when we put a stamp of approval on the abomination the Bible calls. The Bible said here, and delivered just Lot. The Bible said, making them an example to those that should live ungodly, delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust into the day of judgment to be punished. What I just read to you about is the rapture of the church. God knows how to deliver the godly out of this mess. But there's going to be judgment coming on those that remain. Listen to what the Bible said. And I beheld, when he opened the sixth seal, Revelation 6:12, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. The stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. Every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, listen, God's no respecter. The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, every bond man, every free man, they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. You say, preacher, why are they hiding? Because they realize there's no help. And God can't help us. So somebody hide us from the face of Almighty God. Watch this now. The Bible said they said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us. Hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? When people are reprobate concerning sin, the word of God said in the book of Isaiah, they will call evil good. And they will call good evil. The Word of God tells us in the book of Romans chapter 1, He gave them up. He gave them up. He gave them over to a reprobate mind. I want to tell you this morning. Listen, I'm not going to be dogmatic about this. You listen to me carefully right here. I'm wondering, not only is God giving people up to over to a reprobate mind to do things that are unseemly, I'm wondering if God isn't giving them over to a reprobate mind to approve of things that are unseemly. In other words, there's no conscience anymore. God said, listen, there's a day coming when help will no longer be on the way. What a sad commentary. The refusal of God's call. The rejection of God's Son. When people are reprobate concerning sin. Let me close with this. The Bible said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear. You say, preacher, are you going to give an invitation? Yes, I am. And the wisest thing an unsaved person could do would be to move with fear. What'd they do in Noah's day? They just kept acting like everything's fine. They married, given in marriage, they ate, they drank, they just kept acting like everything's good. I'm going to tell you something right now. You say, preacher, I'd be embarrassed to get saved. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be embarrassed one of these days if you don't. You can mark that down. It'll be a happy day in an individual's life when they could care less what anybody thinks. And when they know that the God of heaven is looking right down inside of them and knows their condition. I believe with all of my heart this morning, listen to me carefully. The Bible said Noah, when he received that warning from God, he moved. He made preparation. He built a boat. He didn't say, God, why? He said, God, yes. I'll build the boat. I believe his boy's bound to be made fun of. Just like a teenager that would stand up for God or a youngin' that would stand up for God. Surely somebody's going to make fun of them. Surely years ago when Jamie Ray stood up in that Sunday or in that science class there in the school, the teacher taught him about how that we came from monkeys. Said, do anybody got anything you want to say? And old Jamie reached under there and got that Bible off the top of his books. And he stood up and he said, this book says, in the beginning God created. I believe this book. He put it back under his seat and sat back down. I say, hallelujah, 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 amen. God created us in his own image. He was warned of God and he moved. He prepared an ark to the saving of the house. His house by the which he condemned the world. And he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Brother Johnny, when we're saved, the Word of God tells us that we're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I tell you, one old preacher said it like this. He said, when you leave today, he said, shake my hand. Go out of here and tell everybody you shook hands with a poor boy that's got everything. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, if you have Jesus, you have everything. And if you don't have Jesus, you absolutely have nothing. 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 What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I read this and I thought it was so interesting. So interesting. This came out in the USA Today. There was an article on the front page about those who escaped the World Trade Center on September the 11th. After interviewing over 300 survivors and family members of the victims, the USA Today concluded that in the South Tower, those who did not delay but ran for safety immediately are the ones who survived. Those who delayed are the ones who perished. It occurred to me that the spiritual life is much the same. Those who delay and put off the Lord Jesus often wait until it's too late. The USA Today also noted that the people lived or died in the tower by groups, influenced to stay or influenced to go. by people that were around them. The same is true in our spirituality, that people are often influenced to seek Christ or to reject Christ by those that are around them. If there's ever a time for courage, it is in responding to God's call. Those who did not delay and who took a stand are those who survived the World Trade Center. Those who do not delay and take a stand spiritually are those who respond to God's call and are saved by God's grace. I say, no wonder. You say, well, that's the USA today. Well, let me tell you how God said it. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I believe with all of my heart that there's no respecter of person. It comes after the young. It comes after the old. It comes after the sick. It comes after those that are not sick. It comes after those, my friend, of much means, and it comes after those with no means. I believe with all my heart we need to understand this morning there's coming a time. I don't know when I've ever enjoyed preaching, Brother Andy, like I did preaching, what help is on the way. But God said there's coming a time. There ain't going to be no help. I'm not going to say which one, but a lady was on the radio the other day, heavily involved in Catholicism. You could tell that. Telling us that we needed to pray for the souls of those that were departed. How many knows that is not true? That is not true. We need to pray for the souls that still have an opportunity. That's what we need to pray for. Coming a day when help is no longer on the way. I ask you this morning, Brother Ralph opened up with a song. I don't remember the title of the song, but I know whom I believed in and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Do you know that you know that you know that you've been born again? I'll tell you with all my heart, God knows. And deep, deep down, you do too. You know whether your life has ever been changed. God is saying this morning, don't delay. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Don't wait until there's a day when help is no longer on the way. Because that day can certainly come. Your husband won't be able to help you. Your wife won't be able to help you. Your pastor won't be able to help you. The best friend you have in this world won't be able to help you. But I tell you today, while it's day, harden not your heart. Jesus is waiting to help you. He'll help you. You can either receive His help, or the day may come in your life where help no longer is available. He said, you'll call, I'm not going to answer. I don't know about you, but thinking about a loving God, I remember when it dawned on me, Proverbs 1, I'll mock when their fear cometh. God said they've mocked me all their life, and I'm going to mock when their fear cometh. I'll laugh at their calamity. People are spitting in the face of God today. But I tell you, the day's coming when help will no longer be on the way. I hope God will burden Christians to pray this morning. Maybe even burden you to leave your seat and get in this altar. Let's beg God for revival. Let's beg God for an outpouring, Brother Ralph, of His Spirit. Amen. Let's beg God that He might help somebody while there's still help available, that they wouldn't wait until that time when help is no longer on the way. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank You this morning for the privilege to pray. Lord, I don't have to know why. I just know You. And I know You burdened my heart, God, with this message. God, this morning, even in this room, there are people that need to do business with God. God, they perhaps have something in their lips that's never changed their life. God, how I pray the Holy Ghost would speak to that heart. I pray this morning, Lord, that they would not wait to that dreaded day when help no longer is on the way. Save souls, our Father. Stir up us as Christians. God, stir us up. Help us, God, to realize the people we work with, the people we go to school with, they have a soul that will be somewhere forever. Lord, eternity is way too long to be wrong. Help somebody to get right.